The Holiest, Creation and History, Tablet 6. However, with Islam, the plan of God was not yet finished. Still, there were three more truths which should have come before the plan was complete. The first four truths, Far East philosophies or mystical paths, Judaism, Christianity and Islam, plus the next three to be explained, make up the seven truths, which are symbolized as the seven churches and the seven seals in the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, and are presented in the greatest sign. Also, it was foretold in the Quran that a further truth would come. Allah will bring a people whom He loveth and who love Him. Quran, Surah, The Tablespread, Ayah 54. Furthermore, in Islam, God is one who does whatever He pleases, so He can also send another prophet if He wills, pleases, to do so. However, the spiritual understanding was finished with Prophet Muhammad, and from this point of view, he is the last prophet. But to complete and expand the human mind, other steps were necessary. The next prophet who brought universalism was Bab, or the Baha'i faith. Without the universal point of view, all of the four previous truths will be narrow, and narrowness indeed is the root cause of all suffering and is not according to the will of God. Therefore, expansion of the mind, universalism, was necessary. The name of this new truth is historically known as the Baha'i Faith. Although no new spiritual realization was brought to humanity by this religion, with realizing that universalism will result in expansion of the mind and destruction of all narrowness of the mind, the importance of this truth can be felt, and it also is a part of the eternal path. The sixth truth is the explanation of those who will be chosen as members of the nation which God promised to Abram, and I will make of thee a great nation. Genesis 12, verse 2. These are the ones who have gone through the eternal divine path, which is to awaken the latent spiritual forces, try to establish a spiritual environment for all to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, to be ready to sacrifice all for this great ideal, to surrender and submit to the Lord, and to create a universal point of view for all these endeavors. Such a person, who is a dynamic spiritual force and incorruptible, is called a Paravipra, or an elect. Through overcoming their lower natures and going through the eternal path, these Paraviprās will be worthy to assume the leadership of humanity and help the whole universe to reach pure consciousness. Also historically, it is in our era that the awareness of the people will have increased and many will long for a worldwide government which can bring peace, tranquility, and happiness to all. Who else could be the leaders of this new order but those who have gone through the eternal divine path? Read The Kingdom of Heaven on Earth and Zion and Mount Zion, and explanation of the system.